From the Balcony. In this interesting story poem, a random view from a balcony marks the beginning of an emotional roller coaster ride. Where is the protagonist's ride headed? What does she wish for? What will happen in the end? Read on, listen in. This story in verse is read by Vasanthi Vasudev. From the Balcony. One evening, I saw him from my balcony as he walked with an airy gait. He stopped just below my balcony and pulled out his mobile to take a call. There was something striking about him. I braced myself against the railing and moved forward to get a better view of him. He was tall and muscular, broad-shouldered and brown. In his middle age, I could see his goatee as he moved his face while talking. His voice sounded deep. I could not see his face or his features in full, but something stirred deep within. The next evening, I saw him again, around the same time, but he did not stop below my balcony. A whole week went by. I saw him every evening at the same time, but I still did not see his face. He never looked up to see me standing in the balcony, leaning on the railing. That Monday, before I stepped onto the balcony, I combed my graying hair, stuck a big bindi on my forehead, wore a shiny white blouse and draped my favorite pale pink linen sari that had red roses embroidered all over. When I saw him approaching my balcony, I turned up the sound of music. I leaned against the edge, swinging my arms into the air. I heaved myself high and hung my waist beyond the railing into the open. Suddenly, a voice boomed. "Oh my God, what are you doing? Do you want to drop down and, oh my God?" I had succeeded in winning his attention. And that was when I saw his face in full. His long aquiline nose, his broad fleshy lips, crowned with a thick mustache, his deep black eyes, well-shaded brows, and expansive forehead. Face flushed and sweaty, and my heart missing its rhythmic beat. Not one, but many. I pretended to be shocked at myself and apologized for my recklessness. That was the start of a conversation with him, which went on and on in my head, in my dreams, at all times consuming me. I spoke to him about myself, my hopes and my fears, my highs and lows, my pains and gains, my loneliness, my needs, my desires, my dreams. But who was he and what was he to me? That I did not know. But I waited every evening, holding the railing of my balcony, for him to come. He would come every evening. I would wave to him gustily, in the hope that he would begin a conversation, but he would not look up on most days. On some days, he gave me half a smile or half a wave and kept walking away from the balcony. Yet I waited for him on my balcony every evening. 2 weeks later, I saw him with an attractive woman. Were they holding hands? Maybe they were. They looked touching close of each other. I pulled away from the railing as though I had been stung by a scorpion. I dropped down clumsily onto the floor. I hid so that they could not see me. Why? I did not want her, the intruder, to see me. No, of course not. What happened from the balcony was something between us, only he and me. There was a twinge in the heart. I watched them whisper and walk away from me. I saw them both the next day and the next. I stopped going to the balcony at that time. I struggled to stay away from him, to not get a glimpse of him. I denied myself that joy, the feel of excitement, the adrenaline rush, the throb of my pulse, the titillating feeling. Instead, I sat in my room before the TV and sulked. When the sun went down and it was almost dark, only then did I step onto my balcony, but my spirits remained down in the dumps. And then one day, some weeks later, there was a knock at my door. In the evening, at the same time I used to see him from the balcony. My thoughts zoomed into auto mode. He appeared before me. I imagined him standing at my front door. I opened the door and presto, it was true. He was there, all by himself. He moved forward, blurting, "Oh, thank God you're fine." In a trance, I stepped back and moved sideways into the balcony. I stretched my left arm up to the railing. I gripped it firmly and faced the front door. He was there at the threshold. Our eyes met, and in that instant, I heard myself say, "Do come in."